Picture a Cessna Caravan lined up on a runway in Hollister, California. Turboprop spinning, flaps set. It advances the throttle, tracks the centerline, rotates, climbs out, flies a full circuit, and lands. Nothing unusual about any of that, except there's nobody on board. Not a pilot resting in the seat with hands hovering near the yoke. Not a safety pilot ready to grab it. The left seat is empty. The right seat is empty. The whole airplane is empty, and it is flying itself while a person on the ground watches over it, like a dispatcher watches a train. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about the company that flew that airplane, why they chose the least glamorous aircraft in the sky to do it, and what their bet tells us about where autonomous flight is actually headed. Let's break this down. The company is Reliable Robotics, and here's the thing that makes them interesting. While half of aviation has spent the last decade chasing brand new electric air taxis with tilting rotors and carbon fiber everything, Reliable looked at the problem from the opposite direction. They said, the airplane is fine. The airplane already works. The airplane is already certified. The hard part isn't the airframe. The hard part is the pilot's job. So let's automate the pilot's job and bolt it onto an airplane that has been flying reliably since the 1980s. That airplane is the Cessna 208 Caravan. If you've spent any time around regional cargo operations, skydiving outfits, or bush flying, you know it. Single-engine turboprop, high wing, fixed gear, hauls a serious load, lands on short and rough strips, and just keeps going. It is the pickup truck of the sky. FedEx feeder operators run fleets of them. It is about the least exotic choice you could make, and that is exactly the point. Before I go further, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones, first solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey beautifully made and built to last. If you've got a milestone worth marking, or you know someone who does, take a look, AviationSoul.com. So let's get into the engineering, because this is where it gets good. Reliable Robotics was founded in 2017 by two engineers named Robert Rose and Jörg Freffel. Both of them came out of SpaceX. Rose led the flight software teams for Dragon and Falcon. So these are people who think about autonomy the way rocket people think about it. Continuous, layered, and paranoid about failure. That background shapes everything about how they approach this. Here's what most people miss about their system. It is not an autopilot in the way you and I use the word. The autopilot in your airplane is a tool you engage when you want it and disengage when you don't. Reliable's system is engaged the entire time. Taxi, takeoff, climb, cruise, descent, approach, landing, rollout. The automation is flying continuously, gate to gate, and the human is supervising rather than manipulating the controls. That's a fundamentally different architecture. And the reason they built it that way ties directly to safety data. The data tells an interesting story here. When you look at fatal accidents in general aviation and in commercial operations, the overwhelming majority trace back to human factors. Loss of control in flight, controlled flight into terrain, getting slow, getting distracted, getting behind the airplane, flying a perfectly good aircraft into the ground or into a stall. The machinery usually isn't what kills people. The decision-making and the hand-flying in a bad moment is what kills people. So Reliable's argument is this. If the automation is always flying and it's built with the redundancy of a spacecraft, then you remove the single biggest cause of accidents from the equation. The system doesn't get tired. It doesn't get spatial disorientation in the clouds. It doesn't press on into weather because it wants to get home. It flies the numbers every time. That's the promise. Now let me be honest about the caveats. Because I'm not here to sell you a brochure. To make an airplane fly with nobody aboard, you have to solve a stack of problems that a human pilot solves quietly and constantly, without anyone noticing. Start with navigation. Reliable built a precision navigation system that doesn't rely solely on GPS. That matters, because GPS can be jammed, spoofed, or simply lost. And if your airplane's brain depends entirely on a signal from space, you've built a single point of failure right into the core of the thing. So they engineered navigation that keeps working when the satellites go quiet. That's a serious piece of work, and it's one of the reasons the military got interested, which I'll come back to. Next, the command and control link. When a person on the ground is supervising the airplane, there has to be a communications link between them and the aircraft. What happens when that link drops? Because it will drop at some point on some flight. The system has to be able to continue safely on its own, execute a sensible contingency, and not just fall out of the sky or fly off into airspace it shouldn't. Building an aircraft that behaves correctly when it's talking to nobody is one of the deepest problems in this whole field. Then there's detect and avoid. You and I look out the window. We see the traffic, we see the cloud, we see the tower. An uncrewed airplane needs a way to sense the world around it and stay clear of other traffic, especially outside of controlled airspace where nobody's giving it separation. That's a hard, unsolved at scale problem, and it's a big reason you're not going to see empty airplanes filling the sky next year. And finally, the biggest one, certification. Here's the honest truth. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, does not have a finished, off-the-shelf rulebook for a large cargo airplane flying with no pilot on board. The regulations were written around the assumption that there's a qualified human up front. So reliable isn't just building technology. They're building it in partnership with the FAA to define what the certification basis even is. They've been working with the agency to establish the standards their system has to meet, essentially writing part of the map while walking the trail. That's slow, deliberately slow, and it should be. This is the same agency and the same careful process that made airline flying the safest form of travel in human history. You do not want them rubber stamping an empty airplane over a populated area. So when people ask me for the timeline, here's my honest answer. Type certification of a system like this is a multi-year effort, and the realistic window for meaningful uncrewed cargo operations is the back half of this decade at the earliest, with plenty of room to slip. Anybody who tells you it's arriving next quarter is selling something. Now, let me put reliable in context, because they're not alone. And the comparison is instructive. There's a company called Merlin also working to automate the Caravan, though their near-term path keeps a pilot in the loop while the system matures. There was a company called X-Wing doing autonomous cargo flight with the same airplane, and their autonomy division got acquired by Joby Aviation in 2024. Which tells you the air taxi world sees pilot optional flight as part of its own future. So the Caravan has quietly become the proving ground for autonomy. Not the flashy eVTOL, the humble cargo hauler. And that's the strategic insight I want you to take away from this. Reliable made a bet about where the risk lives. When you build a brand new eVTOL air taxi, you're taking on two enormous risks at the same time. You're certifying a completely novel airframe, with novel propulsion, novel batteries, novel flight dynamics, and you're certifying novel automation on top of it. Two moonshots stacked. Reliable's bet is, don't do that. Take an airframe that's already proven, already certified, already flying revenue every day, and concentrate all of your innovation into one place. The automation system, retire one risk so you can focus everything on the other. Whether that bet pays off, we don't know yet. But as an engineering strategy, it's clean. It's disciplined. It reflects those SpaceX instincts about isolating variables and not lighting every candle at once. The military noticed. The Air Force, through its innovation arm, brought Reliable in to study automating much larger aircraft, including work looking at the KC-135 tanker. Think about what automated aerial refueling or uncrewed logistics means for a service that's short on pilots and flies missions over places where you'd rather not risk a crew. The same core technology that flies an empty caravan around Hollister scales, in principle to airplanes many times its size. That's the long game. So who benefits first if this works? Follow the cargo. Regional freight, the overnight package runs, the feeder routes into small airports at 2 in the morning. Those operations are chronically short of pilots. They fly repetitive routes, and they carry boxes instead of people, which lowers the stakes on the first generation of the technology. That's the wedge boxes before passengers. Always boxes before passengers. Here's where I'll be balanced with you. There's a real version of the pilot's concern in this. If automation can fly the freight, does it eventually come for the flying job? I'm not going to wave that away, but look at the actual timeline and the actual bottleneck. We are in a genuine pilot shortage. The freight that these systems would fly first is freight that operators are struggling to crew at all. And the certification path is long enough that this is an evolution measured in a decade or more, not a switch that flips. The near-term story isn't replacement. It's filling routes that are hard to staff and building the safety case one careful flight at a time. And that safety case is the whole ballgame. Every one of these companies lives or dies on whether they can prove. to the FAA and to the flying public, that an airplane with nobody aboard is at least as safe as one with a pilot. Not almost as safe, at least as safe. That bar is high, and it should be high, and clearing it is going to take years of data and a lot of empty airplanes flying flawless circuits before anybody trusts them with a real network. Here's what I keep coming back to. That flight in Hollister wasn't loud. There was no sonic boom, no crowd, no dramatic reveal, just a caravan doing exactly what caravans do, competently and unremarkably, with an empty cockpit. And that quietness is the tell. The most consequential steps in aviation technology usually don't look like a spectacle. They look like an ordinary airplane doing an ordinary thing in a completely new way. My thanks to the FAA, to Reliable Robotics for putting the details of their program on the record, to Aviation Week, and to the Air Force's own reporting for the pieces of this story. You can find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. Watch the cargo runs. That's where the future lands first, at 2 a.m, with nobody watching and nobody aboard. I'm Vector. Fly safe, and keep asking how it works.